just a moment. They call me SZA. They call me the Midnight Barber.
Is it weird if I text and check in? I just want to make sure they're doing okay.
Hey, it's Maya Adele with Hope You're Okay. Well, no turning back now.
Hey, babies, welcome home. How the freak are you, Hi Found family? Hi, Schnookum, Puckum, Shoddy Bay, Shoddy Boo, Skilly Beep, Boop, Bops. And welcome to this week's episode. I know you're probably wondering, Adele, what are you doing here? Didn't you say bi-weekly? Well, I did, but happy freaking Valentine's Day. Did you really think I was going to let you go my national holiday without popping in to say hello? You are mistaken. Today, I am here to give you a Valentine's Day episode, to give you a do's and don'ts of today, to give you a pep talk if you need it, to give you your daily ASMR of what I'm drinking today. I'm drinking an Alani Cherry Twist. There you go, hold on. Really good. You're welcome for that. If you can hear my chair squeaking back and forth, that's really annoying, so I'm really sorry about that. Yeah, so basically I just decided that I wanted to do a episode for this week because this week is Valentine's Day week, and I just felt the need to make my presence known on Valentine's Day. You'll still get next week's episode. As a matter of fact, when you hear this next week, I'll be on vacation, but we'll get into that in the housekeeping segment. But yeah, I just needed to pop in. I needed to make my presence known today because for some of us, today is the best day of our lives, me. And for others, it's just a harder day. And so if you're having a hard day, don't worry, I'm here for you. And if you're having a great day, don't worry, me too. But just let's not rub it in the other group's face, though. So let's just get started with housekeeping today, my housekeeping updates. Let me think. I have not taken any notes for this episode, I will say. I'm not even sure if I'm going to take notes anymore. I think I want this era of the episode to be much more of a back and forth, FaceTimey type of vibe. So I don't know if I'm going to take really specific notes anymore, except for just taking notes about my thoughts. And I don't have many. Oh, the book club update. We'll start off with that for housekeeping. I'm still reading Archer's Voice. I am about halfway through now, I would say. It's fine so far. I don't love it. I don't hate it. It is just all right. Mediocre, if you will. I've read better. I've read worse. So yeah, there's that for that. What else is going on housekeeping-wise? Oh, okay, this is really exciting. So yesterday was launch day for this project I'm working on with this company called Trova Trip. If you follow me on Instagram, if you follow me literally anywhere and were on my platforms yesterday, you heard about this. If you were not on my platforms yesterday and you're on my platforms literally any day for the next, I don't even know how long, for this foreseeable future, you'll hear about this. But basically, the Found family, you guys know that your fan base, supporter base name is Found family, right? We've been over this. I think I've told you guys that. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, we're doing a Found family reunion, which, A, cutest thing I've ever come up with my brain. Ever in my entire life. You might think it was like right there sitting in front of me, and it was, but like, that's so cute. Anyway, so we're going on a Found family reunion. We're basically all going on vacation together. So if this is your first time hearing about this, open your ears, open your eyes, open your nostrils, get out your pens and pencils, get out your gens and gensels, because it's time for you to start writing down what I'm about to say to you. Any of my bios, TikTok bio, Instagram bio, if you're listening to this anytime near the time it was released, got a text. Anyways, anytime around the time it was released, you can fill out the survey right now for the next 2 weeks from this release date. You'll be able to fill out the survey. We're currently deciding when we're going on this family reunion, where we're going on this family reunion. We're deciding the budget for the family reunion. Really excited. I've already been seeing the responses come in, and I can't tell you guys where the top choices are yet because that gets released. That information gets released after the launch week is over. But we've got some really excited places in exciting places in our top positions. And yeah, so if you're hearing this on the day that it was released or anytime within the first 2 weeks that this was released, the survey is still open and is still like in my bio. So feel free to go over there. It is for 18 and up, unfortunately. So if you're under 18, maybe we'll do another one when you turn 18. But if you're 18 or older,
please fill out the survey and let me know where you guys want to go, what you want to do when you're there, what your budget is, because I want to make it an affordable trip for everyone. But yeah, so that's been really exciting. That's like at the forefront of my mind right now because it's just so fun. Like, this is going to be so much fun. Anyways, is that all for housekeeping? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, yeah. Next week, I go on a cruise. I go on a little vacation moment. So not this episode. Why did I say this? Not this episode, but the next episode that you hear will be a pre-recorded episode because I will be on a boat for sure. So make sure to follow my Instagram and Snapchat mostly is probably where you'll see the most of the trip. I'm going to try and post a good bit of it to my Instagram stories. So yeah, I'm going to try and like make it into like a vacation. It's hard because it's like I want to like go on vacation and like not work while I'm on vacation, but also like I want to share the entire thing with you guys. So I kind of have to work, you know? Anyways, but yeah, going on vacation, really excited. This is technically my graduation trip that I'm about to go on. I'm going to be doing so much traveling in the next month. Like I was trying to schedule a meeting the other day with this company and I was like, unfortunately, I don't have any openings until mid-March because of all the trips that I have planned. So that's really exciting. We'll get a lot of travel content, but oh my goodness. Like I said I wanted to travel in 2024, but I didn't know it'd be happening so fast. So yeah, I'll be gone for a week and then I literally come back for like 2 days, touch base. I might go get like my nails filled in. I have an appointment, like a meeting, not a nail appointment, like an actual work meeting scheduled for like the 2 days that I'll be back home. And then I leave again for another weekend trip. And then I come back and then I'm in the process of deciding if I'll be going the first week of March, if I'll be going to one place or the other place, because I have two places at the same time that need my presence. Or if I'm going to try and split it and go to both places, I don't know. I'm going to be so tired by then. So yeah, just make sure you're following everything because we're going to be doing a lot of travel content. Also, I think I can say this now because by the time you hear this, I'll probably have posted it already, but I've changed my hair. So this was the hair era when I had my really short, like copper, red, dark brown, curly hair. Now I have blonde goddess braids. And they're so pretty, but oh my gosh, the switch between hair, like hair transitions stress me out. Does hair transitioning stress anybody else out? It stresses me out like no other. And I understand that it is neurodivergence. I don't do well with transitions to begin with. If you're neurodivergent and you didn't know that was a neurodivergent thing, it is. We do not do well with transitioning and hair is a part of that. So I don't do well like going from one color to another color, going from one length to another length. Like I always hate it, always, every single time. And it takes me like 2 days to decide that I actually love it. So I went from really short, red, dark hair to mid-length to long, curly, braided blonde hair. My hair is very blonde right now. I've never gone this blonde before, so I like it. I kind of feel like a mermaid. I kind of feel like a fairy princess. I kind of feel like a like Pixie Hollow mermaid whose name is Ocean. You guys know the old, not Pixie Hollow like Pixie Hollow like the movies, but Pixie Hollow the books before that. Like the old books. Do you remember? I had it was like a magnetic toy storybook thing. I had magnets of all the book fairies. I loved those things. Anyways, there's this one. I don't know what her name is, but she is like, she wears blue. I think she's like who Silver Miss was based off of. I don't know. We're going to check now. I need to check. I need to know. Hold on. Can I just like Google it? I think I can Google it. Hold that thought. Rani? What? How do you pronounce her name? R-A-N-I? That Pixie Hollow Fairy, that's the vibe. As soon as I put this hair on, I was like, oh my gosh, it's giving her, that girl. That's kind of what I feel like. And I like it. I don't dislike it. It's just like I have to get used to the transition of this being what I look like now because I look very different than what I looked like before. And because I get my hair in like braids and crochet hair and things like that, like for Black girls who decide to do that, like we can transition so quickly. Like obviously naturally my hair would never be able to go from what I had it literally as yesterday morning to what I have it this morning. Like yesterday it was short, like at my chin length, and dark red and brown.
Now it is completely blonde and like 20 inches longer. That's humanly impossible, except for me. Except for by the art of crochet and braiding and faux hair. Anyways, all of that being said, that's the update. That is the housekeeping. Let's get into this week's episode, which is the do's and don'ts for Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Happy freaking Valentine's Day. So for this year's do's and don'ts, what I want to see and what I don't want to see, let's keep in mind that am I by no means telling you what to do, but this is my podcast and this is what I like to talk about over here. And at the end of the day, the rats don't run the city. We do. So if some of the things I say don't make sense, that's okay. They don't have to make sense to you. They only have to make sense to me. Okay, so as per usual, if you watched last year's Valentine's Day episode, then you're familiar with the lineup. If not, and you're new here, don't worry. I will introduce you. We go by single. Then we do like situationship. Then we do early dating. And then we do like bin dating, okay? Those are the categories. There's four categories. And in each category, we talk about what I want to see from you social media-wise versus what I don't want to see from you social media-wise, okay? So let's just hop right in with the singles. If you are single this Valentine's Day, here is what I want to see from you on the stories. And and some of them have not changed from last year and some of them have. This year, I'm really vibing with the hater vibe. I'm really... I love the way it feels to be a hater. Something so thinking that I'm better. You know, I really like I'm liking the vibe right now. So I'm loving the idea of posting couples you see on campus and rating them 1 through 5 and giving everyone a below 3.5 rating. I think that's hilarious.
I just made that up. No one's doing that.
Posting things about how you don't like Valentine's Day, I think actually this year I could go for a little giggle. And do you know why? Do you know why? Because this year, I don't know what happened, but this year for some reason, everybody decided to hop on the like, he needs to ask you to be his Valentine. Make sure that your man is asking you to be his Valentine. Now, mind you, I don't say that in a mocking tone because I disagree. I do not disagree. One thing about my man is he's gonna ask me to be his Valentine. Like, every single year. I don't care if we're married with 4 kids. Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep. But that wasn't like a thing that everybody was talking about any year prior. And I know this because I have been a make your man ask you to be his Valentine poster child since I was like 7. Me and my cousin have always done this because we'll ask each other to be each other's Valentines. Even when she's had a boyfriend, if he takes too long, guess who's coming through? Me. Ow. Ow. Oh, ow. I hit my chest really hard because I wanted you guys to be able to hear the sound, but now like literally ow. Anyways, yeah, so I've always thought this way, and for some reason this year, like, suddenly the entire internet agreed with me, and I was like, wait, who told y'all that? So, because we've been talking about Valentine's Day for so long on social media this year, and it's been like a thing where people are like making videos of their husbands setting up the room like a literal proposal. I saw somebody post literally 2 weeks ago a picture slide that I thought was a proposal. I thought that they were proposed to. Like, people were commenting like, oh my gosh, congratulations. And then they literally had to post on their story and be like, I didn't propose. Like, I was asking her to be my Valentine. How were we supposed to know? How was I to know? Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. The rose petals and the kneeling on one leg made me think that it was a proposal. Now, it was very cute. No hate. It was so cutie. Like, I loved it. I ate it up. I don't care what it is. But I just didn't expect us to all be this passionate. And the fact that this year we were this passionate brings me back to my original point, which is that the singles should be allowed to boo this year because it's been a little over the top. So I would love to see some anti-Valentine's Day chuckles this year because I love Valentine's Day. Big, big girl. Love it. Big Valentine's Day gal. Okay, I have Valentine's Day nails, my room is decorated, my house is decorated, I love it. But everybody else just loves it a little bit too much this year, and I think that we all need to be brought down a notch. So I'm loving Valentine's Day hate on the story. Do not bring Valentine's Day hate to my grid. I will throw you down a flight of stairs. That's just a bit much. Like, just say you're bitter and go. But the stories, I can get down with a little Valentine's Day poking fun on the story this year. Yeah, okay, that's what I want to see. What do I not want to see from the singles? I still don't want to really see any self-pity. I don't think anybody's really doing that anymore, but it's just like, let's hope not, because there's no need for that. Like, I don't want you to post. I think the rule should be, like, post what you would post if it wasn't Valentine's Day. You can post that, and then you can post, like, silly things about Valentine's Day, negative or positive. But don't go out of your way to post something serious and negative. Because then it's just like, oh. Like, what are we supposed to say? I mean, obviously do what you want. It's just like, what are you expecting to happen? What are we as the audience to say to that? If you're posting and you're like, and it's so hard, and it's cold here. For early on, like, oh no, not early on. No, we're not there yet. We're at situationships. For situationships, like dating, like you're dating, but you're not official. Exclusively dating even, but not official. Because I do strongly believe that if you are, okay, it depends. This next category is for people who are exclusively dating casually. Okay, listen. Dating to me in the Hope You're Okay universe, dating means going on dates. Like, if you have gone on dates with somebody that you met on Hinge, on Bumble, Tinder, just like a friend of a friend, you've gone on multiple dates with this person, then you guys are dating. You're not officially dating, but you're dating, okay? So for people who are like that, and people who are exclusive in that, not necessarily that you've exchanged words that you are exclusive, but like it's an unspoken, like talking stage. Like, it's an unspoken agreement that you guys are like exclusive. You know what I mean? Which, I mean, if it's unspoken, can you really be sure? No. Which is why you really shouldn't do that much. I would say in this case, I wouldn't really like get them anything. Like, I don't want to see you purchasing them something with your money. Because, like, what if he has 7 hoes on the side? You don't know anything about that. So I feel like a cute little Happy Valentine's Day text would do. If they invite you out, you could obviously go out, have a good time, but don't expect to be invited out. Maybe have other plans in place with your girlfriends, or like a movie night with yourself. Like, I don't know, have other plans so that you're not sitting around waiting for them, but have like disposable plans. Don't host the girls' night, but maybe say that you'll attend if, you know, Bob does that was me trying to think of a man's name. Bob doesn't text you, doesn't reach out, then like, okay, yeah, like I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? I would say do that. Social media wise, I don't think you really need to post anything for Bob. You guys don't really that's weird. Like, no. Like, what are you gonna post? You guys probably don't even have any pictures together. If you don't have any pictures together, def don't post it, please. So just nope, no need for that. I would say post a cute selfie. Post a cute picture of yourself. A cute picture of like your breakfast if you go out with the girls. A cute picture of your picnic if you're there with your friends. Like something like that. Just post something maybe that the other person can comment on and be like, you look cute. You know, like whatever. Not on the grid. On the stories. On the stories. Do not post a picture of your movie night on the grid. Please. On the story so he can slide up, or so she can slide up and be like, okay, slay. You know? Something casual, a casual, a natural. You want to be breezy, breezy. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe no grid post for Valentine. Honestly, all around, I think we all should not be posting on the grid for Valentine's Day. I don't think Valentine's Day is a grid type of moment. Unless you're getting proposed to or you are hard launching your relationship, I don't need to see anything on the grid. Okay. But yeah, so for talking stages, I think that you should keep that private. Definitely acknowledge it. Acknowledge the day. Otherwise, it's going to be awkward. So send a little like Happy Valentine's Day. Maybe if you're a GIF type of couple, send a little Happy Valentine's Day GIF moment. Maybe a Valentine's Day TikTok. You know, it's cute. It's fun. Not a TikTok you've made. A TikTok you found. I don't know why I felt the need to clarify. But just, you know. And leave it at that. And then just see where it takes you. Nothing too serious. You're acknowledging. You're not being weird about it. You know, like, it's chill. It's breezy. We're breezy. Okay, if you are in a relationship but you haven't been exclusive for that long, so you're in the beginning stages of a relationship, this kind of just depends on how long we're talking. If we're talking months into the relationship, then I think you can just kind of treat it normal. Like, it's just Valentine's Day. Like, you should have been talking with your partner about what you guys wanted to do prior to this anyways. I would say get them something small, something cute. If you know there's something they've been wanting, get them that. If not, chocolate, stuffies, things like that. You know, little Valentine's Day things, a little card, a little balloon moment, whatever. Something cute. Social media wise, what do I want to see? What do I want to see? Okay, in the early stages of a relationship, this is when I am most invested in your relationship as a consumer. As a consumer, as a watcher of the Instagram stories, I care the most at the very beginning of a relationship, especially if you guys have been like a private relationship. Like up to this point, like right now I can think of a few people in my brain where like they've posted each other on like their private story or like a little bit on their story, but like I don't know how are you guys girlfriend boyfriend, are you like what's going on. Valentine's Day is the day that I'm looking for that clarification. I want to know what's going on. Okay, I want to know, are you guys dating? Are you guys like, what's going on? How serious are you? What did he get you? What did she get you? I want to know. And if you want to tell me, I am all ears in this moment on this day. Okay, so on the stories, I want to see it all. I want to see the haul of what he got you. I want to see the picture of the setup. I want to see the cheesy sitting across from each other at the dinner photo. Okay, I want to see all of that. If you've been dating for like under 4 months and you haven't posted about them really, like if I haven't seen a lot and if they're not like, this is if you don't have a highlight of them, if you don't have like pictures all over your grid of them, which I feel like most of you don't because that's a little psycho if you've been dating for under 4 months. No judgment, I'm just saying. If I don't know a lot about your relationship because it's early on, I would love to hear more about it on Valentine's Day. I want to know exactly how far in the relationship you are. After Valentine's Day, I should never have to ask myself if Kristen and Billy Bob Joe are dating. I should know for a fact that they are or are not dating. If you do not post the person you're like with on Valentine's Day or like acknowledge on your story that something is happening in your life relationship-wise, I'm going to assume that you guys are single. I'm going to assume that you have broken up. I'm going to assume you're no longer together, that Kristen is up for grabs. I'm going to start showing pictures of Kristen to my guy friends to get her back on the market. So if Kristen is not single, you need to make that known. Valentine's Day is the day. I need to know. I need to know if you are taken or single in this, or now is the time. Okay? Again, no grid posts. Thank you. And lastly, if you have been dating for 6 months plus, I would say, keep it cute. Okay, keep it cute. Keep it casual. Keep it low key. I almost want it to go back to the talking stage. Almost. I mean no disrespect, but if you've been dating for 4.5 years, I actually don't care anymore. I'm so sorry. It's just that like I've seen you posting for Valentine's Day for the past 4 years, so I don't care that much anymore. So now I'm looking more so for like, but I will give it to you. I will give you the day to post because most days I don't care. So Valentine's Day, I'm not gonna be mad at you if you post, you know, you and your man. And you're like, our night out. And the lights are low and you're wearing your cute little red dress, you know? I'm not going to be mad if you're posting the two of you in the mirror at the steakhouse. I'm not going to be mad. I'm going to care less than I would care if it was the under 3 months or like around 3 month, 4 month stage. But I'm not going to be upset about it because today is your day. You know what I'm saying? What I don't want to see, though, what I do not want to see is like long paragraphs in the grid of like, my everything, I will love you until every star in the galaxy gives out. And then my love for you will still be so strong that it will relight the stars. No, none of that. I'm not interested in that. Thank you. Thank you so much. No thanks, though. I am not hungry. And I actually have never been hungry. I'm very full. I keep up with my eating schedule. And I am never famished. Never that famished. None of that. Thank you. Lord help me. Listen to me.
Listen to me very closely. Are you listening? I need you to open up your ears. I do not want to see any video montages, so help me God. Okay? Please, I'm praying, I'm begging. This is so important to me. I do not want to see any video montages. I don't care. I really don't. The only time that it's cute if it's a video montage is maybe if it's on TikTok and TikTok only, because then it's like, at least that's where I came. At least I came here today to see a video. And like, okay, if it's a video montage. If I'm on Instagram scrolling through, I do not want to see a video montage of you and your boyfriend of literally a year and a half. Why would I want to see that? You want to make a video montage, you really want to, really bad, make one and then send it directly to them. But I don't need to be a part of it. I don't know what am I supposed to comment on a video montage? Like, oh my God, you guys are so cute. I mean, I guess, but like, I don't want to. Again, do whatever you want. I'm just telling you as a consumer, not what I'm looking for. Next, thank you. If you have to post a video montage, if you really just need to, you feel it in your nuggets, you have to, post it to your story then, at least so I can click through really quick. And I don't feel the need to comment on it. Posting video montages on the grid is just so uncomfortable because what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say? Because then I feel bad because I see your video montage there with 20 likes and no comments. And I'm like, well, I feel like I should say something, but what am I to say? Aw, you guys are so cute together. I love this 3.5 minute long video montage of moments that I wasn't there for, so I don't care to see. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't. You're not a TikTok celebrity couple, so I'm not that invested. I'm not that invested. Not to hurt your feelings. It's just the truth. Sorry. I will say, though, like an all-around want to see, I always do kind of want to see what you got for Valentine's Day. So if you could all post a picture, because that way I can take inspiration for the future. We can all share what we got for Valentine's Day. That way, when the next year rotates, when the sun goes around the world once more, I can take what you got him for Valentine's Day last year, and you can take what I got him for Valentine's Day this year, and we could switch. You know, like we could share ideas. We can expand our neurological horizons. It's doubling it and giving it to the next person. It's a blessing at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that is what I'm wanting to see this year for Valentine's Day, the do's and the don'ts, the what I'm wanting to see, what I'm not wanting to see. These videos feel super entitled to me, but you guys like them and I like making them. So as long as we like them, that's really all that matters. And yeah, that's really all I have for you guys today, Valentine's Day wise. I hope that you have a really good Valentine's Day, whether you have a romantic Valentine or not. If you don't have a Valentine today, find someone else who doesn't have a Valentine and ask them to be your Valentine over text or like TikTok video or something. That way you can, you know, feel included. I used to do it with my friends all the time and it was so cute. I would get them a little coffee from Dunkin' or something. Valentine's Day literally never has to be depressing. It can always, always, always be cute. Because it's just cute naturally. So why would you not just enjoy it? Because why would you not? But if you don't like Valentine's Day, that's fine too. Just don't, you know, tell us about it because we don't care to know. Anyways, in other news, I do actually have another segment for you actually that I'm sure you thought I left in my past. But I am here to say that, oh no. No. No, 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 no. No, I could never let you be so lucky as to have left our favorite segment in the past. That really sucks. That was me being an air horn. Was it good? Did you love it? You loved it. So today for That Really Sucks, I only have one That Really Sucks thought, and I literally wrote it down, I think a month ago, when I like confirmed that I was going to be bringing the podcast back, because I have been waiting to yap about this one. Today's That Really Sucks, we are talking about baby newborn photo shoots. Why do those exist? The other day, I saw a photo shoot of a baby. I don't remember what the baby was doing, but it just looked so unnatural. This baby was literally probably
I don't know, maybe like a week and a half old. This is a tiny baby. I'm talking babies that don't do anything but sleep. Like, they're not even pooping yet because their intestines haven't fully been formed outside of their bodies. Like, these babies just step foot on Earth. Step foot? Yeah. On Earth. And they're being photographed in, like, ways that are supposed to be cute. But I don't think this is cute. I just think it is uncomfortable. Like, why am I supposed to be, like, aww, at a literal infant child baby who thinks it's still in the womb being photographed, like, with a Starbucks cup? Like, I saw one who was holding a little mini Stanley. And they were like, oh, my God, it's so cute. I don't like it. I don't like it. Makes me uncomfortable, makes me feel like I'm watching something I shouldn't be watching. I just don't, like, why is it sitting up in that spa chair like it's getting a pedicure? It's not getting a pedicure. It's sleeping. It's a baby. It's barely a baby. I don't know. I don't know, man. That just really sucks. It just really sucks because, like, I feel like it's an infringement on the baby's liberties. They call me the Midnight Baba. Oh, got another text. Anyways, yeah, that's all for this week's That Really Sucks. I didn't have like a three-pointer this week because this is really just a little surprise episode, so nothing too crazy. But yeah, I know we normally do cry count on episodes. I actually don't think I have a cry count this week, but feel free to count your cry count. I hope that you guys are having a really good Valentine's Day if you're hearing this on Valentine's Day. If not, I hope you're having a really good whatever day it is. I hope that you know how proud I am of your creation. I hope that today's episode made you a little bit happier because I love you. I love you. And you, you're gonna love me. Sorry. I love you, and I hope that you're okay. Okay, bye. Love you. Miss you.